Statistics show that abortion is the second most common cause of maternal death in Ghana. In 2014 alone, of the 126,000 abortions, about 70% were done through unsafe procedures. Experts say with this rate, it is likely Ghana cannot achieve MDGs 4 and 5 by 2015. To address this trend, the executive director of Save Ghana, an NGO, Kingsley Canton, is calling for the cost of abortions to be included in the NHIA list. This will enable people to walk freely into any health center and have abortion in case they accidentally get pregnant. Mr. Canton was speaking at this year's Global Day of Action for Access to Safe and Legal Abortions in Accra. Here is a report by Antoinette Abba and Rosemond Boateng.
Global Day of Action for Access to Safe and Legal Abortion is celebrated every year to advocate so people can freely walk into health centers and have abortions without any form of stigmatization. Mr. Canton said, whereas in developed countries, about 92% of abortions are safe, that of developing countries is nothing to write home about. He said, criminalizing abortion only encourages victims to use crude and life-threatening methods such as hairpins and herbs to terminate unwanted pregnancies. Mr. Canton appealed to Parliament to revise BNDC Law 102-1985 so that people, irrespective of their age, can have safe abortions without any hindrance.
The government needs to revise the abortion law in that to give people the backing or the legal rights to be able to go to health facilities and demand for the service. We cannot reduce maternal deaths if we don't give people the access to adolescent reproductive health services. We need to encourage the people, especially health service providers, to do away with the stigma, because the young girls are saying that when they walk to the facilities to seek for abortion services, some sort of shy to approach the health service providers for the services. So these are among the things that we are advocating.
Mr. Canton said, as